Hey, Elevens, how are you? It's Queen Cooley. It is a Friday today. Hope you guys are doing great. I wanted to make you a quick video just to touch base with you and also just to catch you up on something that I just experienced and thought it might help you. So here I am. And just to let you know, I am still offering, I still have a couple of openings left to work with me one-on-one, as well as the Brave Academy. So all that information will be below in the link. So today, I want to talk to you about authenticity and integrity. When I was growing up, I was taught that those two things were paramount above almost everything else. How you live your life matters, right? How you show up matters, how you move matters, how you, what you say. Because as 11s, our words can be extremely loving and helpful, but they can also be very cutting, right? We have to be very careful with what we say because, especially for us, that also basically is self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So if you say that, no one gets me, then no one will get you. But if you say, my tribe hears me and everyone understands what I'm saying and they understand my message, it will happen, right? Authenticity and integrity are rare, I think, online. And I wanted to give you a quick example. So, over the last week and a half, I had gotten somehow an email from this person who shall remain nameless, who is supposedly really well known. He knows a lot of stars, big stars like, Schwarzenegger, Stallone, that type of thing. Someone who's worth tons and tons of money, a billionaire or something. And that he wanted to meet with me about this is what he does, like some, like to keep himself grounded, right? He'll meet with people that he doesn't know to find out about your business and see if he might invest in your business. He doesn't invest in things, he invests in people. So I'm like, wow, that's really awesome. Maybe this is an amazing opportunity, right? Because as you guys know, opportunities always don't come in the form of a crystal beautiful opportunity. It's not like, oh my gosh, here's this beautiful diamond. Do you want it? You could like be a part of it, be amazing. It's not like that, right? Comes all dirty and, it doesn't even look like anything. A lot of times, opportunities. There were many emails about this. I opted in. It was supposedly get this, going to be for 2 hours, long time, big commitment. And this person was going to have not just themselves there, but their CEO and their financier there. So this was legit. There were videos all the way, and even said dress up, and that you don't have to like wear a suit, but this person would be in a suit, but definitely get ready. You know what I mean? Dress up. So I did because I fought myself on it the entire time. The intuition was like, this is a little off, right? Like, why would somebody who doesn't even know you? In other words, this person could be interested and have built their profession in real estate or medical or for like beauty or something like that. That's not what I do. So why is this person talking to me? You don't want to be skeptical, but you have to be realistic as well, right? I'm a busy person, you're a busy person. We don't have time for BS. 11s are always going and our minds are always going and there's always a lot to do. Just the way we are. So anyways, I was like, but I'm fighting myself. So here I am thinking, now I get why people are not showing up because they say, you need to show up because that's the way he is and he's real. And are you a real person? You need to show up. Like, if you're authentic, show up. And I'm like, of course I'm a real person. I'm thinking they're saying all the right things, right? But my intuition is saying, this is something's not right. Something's wrong here. It's very unlikely. Unless you know and have entrance into very high wealth people or within your whatever you do, your profession, that you would meet billionaires, right? It's just because they're always busy and doing other things and it's just different circles. You guys know this. So anyways, I'm fighting it and my intuition's saying, no sweat, it's not dangerous or anything, but your time is limited, right? You might want to just spend it on your business. 2 hours is a long time. That's a lot of work I can be doing for my business instead of this meeting. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to listen to my intuition, which I always do. And I tell you guys, I always do. And This is what happens. This is like a reset for me. This is what happens to us. Because of course now I'm like, yep, you intuition, you were right. That's your highest self and coming from spirit and God and whatever. So anyways, this was going to be a one-on-one, and not to drag it out, when I got there, they had me on mute and his assistants there. And all of a sudden, so I'm clicking to see like how many people are on. And they don't show it like a Tony Robbins where they show all these people, right? They just show myself and then like a little arrow. So I click the arrow and there's another one and another one and another one. And I'm going, holy crap, how many people are on this call? And that's when I realize a lot is the answer. And then I also realize that we're at the 2 or 3 minute mark, and this person's already posting a link for people to sign up, spend their money for his next get together, like, you know, whatever. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, okay. Apologize to my intuition, because my intuition was completely correct. This is BS. And somebody wrote in the chat box, they're like, I thought this was a one-on-one. And by the way, this person's not even present yet. This person, because I stayed on for like 8 minutes, hadn't even arrived. And all this person did in all the emails was be present, be on time, be early, whatever. Wear a suit. I'm like, so I just wanted to, I know you maybe not have experienced this. Maybe it doesn't touch you or affect you, but it might in the future. I felt kind of taken advantage of. Now the old me, if you can relate to this, would have said, what the hell? Why'd you waste your time? This is stupid. We won't do this again. The new me, you know, the more mature me says, you know what? Don't feel bad about it. You learned something, and shift this energy. This is what I'm teaching everyone. Take the energy that's not good or working for you. It's negative, whatever. Shift it, right? So your day doesn't go down the tubes and you blame yourself and everything else. No, there's no blaming at all. I didn't do anything wrong at all. I just showed up. The only thing I did wrong as a lesson was not listen to my intuition like I usually always do. Reset for me. So then I thought, well, I'm already here. I already got some makeup on. I should just do a video, right? Because why not? So, and now I'm like, fine, right? So take energies that are not working for you. And in the olden days, they, you know, might have, you know, wrecked your whole day and you get upset with yourself. Don't do that. Don't blame yourself. It's fine. These things happen. And turn that energy into something positive, a negative into a positive. How can I make this work for me? How can I make this as fuel for me to move forward? And sometimes we get angry about it, but most of the time, just look at it as a lesson, right? That's what spirit's always saying to me. It's nothing bad. It's just a lesson, right? So why did I tell you all that? Some of you does, you know, you don't care, but some of you, I thought it might help. And the reason why is because there's so much BS on the internet, right? In social media. And I know you know this, but there's so many inauthentic people out there. They claim that they're life coaches. They claim they're going to help you. They claim that they're love and light. They claim all this, they're healers, they're whatever. And then they're just basically, you know, used car salesmen. No offense against used car salespeople. No offense. Just the term. You know what I'm saying? Scamming you, being sales, being very underhanded, being very shady. This is the stuff that we hate, because this is exactly what we're fighting every day, because we are the light. We are authentic. We are connected in. I can go up to the realms and bring you back information and answers from your ancestors, from spirit, from angels, and all of that. I can speak to animals. You have gifts that you can do. And in a way, it kind of will separate the wheat from the chaff, as they say, right? If you're authentic, which you are, if you're an 11, you don't know any other way to be. It's just the way, this is the way we are. Shine your light. Don't get discouraged and pull back because people are being absolute idiots out there, right? This is the time for you to push forward. So what I'm saying is, be authentic and shine your light, because you're amazing. You have gifts. Show the world your gifts. The world needs your gifts. The world does not need you watered down and afraid. The world needs you to step into your power and be like, this is who I am. I'm a communicator. I'm a healer. I'm a shaman. I help people unearth their gifts and activate them so they can understand and fulfill their life purpose. That's not ego. That's just what I do. And I don't do it by myself. I do it from the realm's help. I'm the bridge. This is a gift that I have. You have very specific gifts as well. Amazing gifts that we all need. And we want it. I want to hear from you. Like, I want you to come out from the shadows. You guys don't belong in the back. This is an 11 thing, right? This is what we do. This is kind of hard to navigate in the beginning when you think about it, because we're very comfortable being in the back, but we're also very comfortable running the show. And we like to run the show, and we're perfectionists, and we want to put our best foot forward, right? And to do that, you have to go to the front. But yet we're scared kind of the spotlight. We might be scared of success. We might be scared of, will it last? I'm doing something completely different. I don't have confidence. I'm not sure. But yet my instincts are telling me to go, right? Whatever your intuition is saying, listen to it. Whatever God, Spirit's saying to you, listen to it. And show up as the amazing person you are. Show up like in your power. Because we need you. I need you to step up. I can't do this by myself. And you're important. This is about you, not about me. This is about you and your life. So push all the haters aside, push all the fake people aside, push all the inauthentic idiots aside, because you next to them, you will shine so much brighter. So much brighter, like a diamond, because they're lying, thieving, all that. And by the way, everybody sees it. And by the way, everybody feels it. Because as I said, that person put in the chat box, I hadn't said a word. I was just observing, and somebody had written right away, like, this is supposed to be a one-on-one, and he's not even present. Like, wow, dude, not good. How do you think all those people that were on that call felt, right? They felt scammed. And I don't want to work with people like that. As colleagues, as friends, as clients, just in my world, no interest. I would rather work with someone who's completely authentic and can't even help me, right, with my business, but maybe they can just be a friend, they can be a colleague, whatever. So it's a little bit of a rant, but I know I'm not the only one who feels this. And I also know that many times being authentic and having integrity is not comfortable or easy. It's not, because there's so many people everywhere you look on TV, at the movies, in real life. There's people that are not who they say they are. Look at an Instagram. Everything's amazing. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I make millions of dollars. Oh my gosh, I have this new Maybach. Oh my gosh. Like, that's all awesome, but is that really true? Like, so being real is something I pride myself on. You being real as an 11, I'm sure you're the exact same. So what I'm saying is, don't use this to stop yourself and get upset at yourself. Use this as fuel. Turn it to something positive and go forward. Go freaking forward. There's no back anymore. Can't look back, it's done. You can't look forward because it's not happened yet. The power you have is in the now. This is where you create everything. So get excited, because the haters and the people that are fake, they're going to be found out and felt really quickly. And you can help others that need your help so desperately. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. If no one's told you, you're amazing. You are beyond beautiful, strong, and powerful. And don't forget that. And be your unique self. I'm sending you guys lots of love. And if you need to work with me, you want to work with me or the Brave Academy, everything's in the links below. Thanks, guys.